The McCook School Board of Education meeting from last night in our studios. We'll say first, good morning, Mr. Tom Brenvick. It's been a long time since you've come by and seen this big guy.
I have tried to, during a little bit of this COVID, you know, kind of keep the room a little less crowded. Somebody said I'm full of hot air and there's a chance I could be transmitting something.
Who would say that?
Yeah, there's plenty of friends and family that might defend that. So,
but we're in the presence of greatness this morning, aren't we?
We actually have the business manager, the guy that knows where the pennies and nickels go, and Mr. Brazell has been a breath of fresh air. Last night we had a very organized budget hearing. He's the guy that, and when you look at the skill sets we were just mentioning, he's had a wide career in all in public education. I think there was a couple of years, John.
Yeah, I had 2 years in private school.
Uh-huh. So I did not know some of the things about his background, but when you see how much time and effort he puts towards our budget and finance things, you know that he's had a wide array of experience. So, yeah, well, Mr. Norgaard bailed on us. He's obviously out for the day, so you get me instead of him and John on
the
budget.
Second string.
You guys will do great. Good to see you. I tell you, in the wintertime, when it snows out, the first guy I hear from in the morning, Mr. Brazell, yep. He got the phone call. We're starting late. We're not going to school. So he's the first guy here from the morning.
Yeah, that's one of my skill sets, too, calling Rich and letting school out early.
There you go.
But we were just talking that you're a former track and cross country yeah. coach. Two great sports I love to watch.
Yes, I did coach those for a few years, quite a while ago. But uh-huh. Yes, I coached when I was down in Kansas. I coached cross country for 7 years and track for 5, I believe.
Uh-huh. So. Two great sports. Oh, yeah. Love them. Love them. You bet. Well, let's get to the agenda from last night, guys. Hard to believe, you know, we're into the middle part of September, and I take it school going well. Mr. Brazell, you're around the school quite a bit.
Hey. Yeah, from my standpoint, you know, I'm in my office a lot doing things. Don't get out as much as some of the other administrators do, but from my standpoint, yes, everything goes well. I try to get out to the buildings and take a look, and, you know, and as overseeing the lunch program too. I try to get out and see how those things are going, and from my standpoint, everything appears to be going, I think, as good as we can expect at this point in time.
And speaking of lunches, just got the word the other day, and I think everybody probably got a notice that USDA with their grants are continuing those free lunches.
Yes, yes. In fact, you know, it's something we did talk about at the board meeting last night, but we can go ahead and talk about that now. Is on August 31st, the USDA extended their summer food service program. Which essentially means we can go back to providing free meals. And we are going to do that. We're going to start it next Monday on September 21. It's going to take us a week to get things kind of geared up for it. We don't have the storage for especially the cold items, you know, like milk and some of that stuff. So we have to get some extra coolers from the milk companies and get some things geared up and ready for that before we can roll that out.
All right. Good news right there. Let's get back to the agenda. I'm going all over the place here. So we'll start first the oath of office to your new student board member. And I saw a name and I went, oh boy, Mr. Langen.
Last night, Alec Langen was sworn in as the student body representative to McCook Public Schools School Board. And Alec brings a wide array of experience as the youngest. He's actually following in footsteps. His oldest brother also served in this capacity for us. So he's not the first Langen. He will be the last. Actually, Dad will outlast him, obviously, because Mike is on the board with us. We did purposefully seat them a great deal of distance apart. That was done purposefully last evening. Somebody said it was COVID-related, but I do think we set them far enough apart. Yeah, Alec brings a broad background, both from being in athletics and active in activities, as well as understanding rural farming and that side of it from his family and relationship connections, as well as just an extrovert at its greatest degree. Very, very talented young man. It'd be a joy to have him on with us.
He'll do a great job.
He will.
He really will. Reports, communications, public participation.
Last evening, we did have Cindy Huff and Gavin Harsh, a former teacher and career public education, mm-hmm. as Cindy describes herself, yes. And Gavin Harsh, an alum from, I believe, 2013, come before us last evening and discuss partnerships. There was a discussion of how can we continue to develop McCook and McCook Public Schools, and how can we work together. And I think the concept, John, I came out of it with was dream. Dream yes. big, dream often, and let's meet about those dreams. And right. and that was a great McCook Community Foundation Fund. It has a local board. Cindy, I believe, is the president. Gavin described it as a, what did he call it? We're a venture capital fund.
Yes, that's the words he used.
We're a venture capital fund. Now, I know they're not venture capital, but he said, we have money for your ideas. We need to work together. And I was excited, John.
Yeah, it is kind of unique. Having, you know, traveled around the state a little bit in my career, you know, what McCook Community has with this McCook Community Foundation is pretty amazing. And the dollars that they have available to reinvest in the community is really phenomenal. And they basically came to us and, like Tom said, asked us to dream big, and then share that dream and work in a partnership with them to build McCook. And they talked about making this the decade for McCook, or McCook's decade, mm-hmm. was what they used. And so it's exciting to have that opportunity to work with a group of people like that are, you know, thinking forward and have the support of the forefathers of the community to help build this up. So I think it's very exciting.
I just really came out of it with partnership. Let's work together. Let's invest in our future. Let's do it now. And the other thing, well, we're talking about now and forward. Every time I see him, I tell him thank you, because in the last year, we saw amazing support through COVID. And I don't want to call it a season because we're still in it to some degree, but during the shutdown of the school systems in southwest Nebraska, McCook Community Foundation came forward, and our lunch program that went wide scale, they supported with some units that we needed to purchase to really facilitate it at a community level. They supported us with some software purchases and mm-hmm. some computer purchases. When they talk about wanting to be in partnership in the future, I'm telling you, as I look back, they've been a partner. They've mm-hmm. been a partner. Yeah. We needed, and they helped. And as we move forward, I am certain that we will definitely look to brainstorm together and put some vision together as to how we can make McCook the place that people like you and I want to move back to and call home. Mm-hmm. So,
right, yeah, they supported us with well over $60,000 worth of grant funds to help with the COVID issues that we had this past year.
So hats off, McCook Community Foundation. You
yes,
bet.
Yes.
You did a great job. Anything else on public participation, board comments, public comments, I should say?
You know, I will mention we held the annual prescribed budget hearing, a tax request resolution hearing. So we had an open podium mm-hmm. With no comments offered. So usually we get those on the side. Somebody will call a school board member and ask about this area of the budget, or we'll visit with John and Grant about how is this represented, but at the public portion of the meetings we've had. So last night we met those obligations, and really no other public comments last night.
Consent agenda, approval of minutes, expenditures, payroll, that's just, you know, mm-hmm. things are discussed briefly. Reports from staff members and committees. Starting first, Finance Committee.
Right. We can talk about that. Well, Tom's the head of the Finance Committee.
Yeah, John. John's who we work with.
Yeah.
We try as a team to ensure that every board member understands. And John brought his budget packet with, but there's an inch of supporting materials in regards to where our budget starts from. And John does a great deal of work. When the Finance Committee feels as if they understand and we kind of have a budget that we can move forward with, then John and Mr. Norgaard attempt to meet one-on-one or in another committee-type mm-hmm. meeting with the remaining board members to also build that understanding, so that when we get to the meeting and I flip it open and somebody sees, hey, we're going to put another $40,000 in the roof fund, what are we doing that for? We already know why we're doing it. It's because we have numerous buildings with numbers of roof issues over the years that we need to continue to focus on. So it's an educational process. John does a really nice job of putting together summary data so that we can understand governmental accounting, which if you've ever looked at the publication notices, and I know you when you look at those notices, they are designed so that the consumer can look at it and understand it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll leave that one alone. It's difficult, but the budget process, and John spends a great deal of time with our committee.
Right. And after having done this for 23 times, 23 different budgets, you kind of get a pretty good system going, and you get accustomed to it, and you know how to do it. But as Tom mentioned, the publications of the budgets, you know, I just think they're totally confusing for anybody that doesn't have an understanding of it. So you try to figure it out, and you always have to make it look like you're spending way more money than you actually are. And there's reasons for that, but it's totally confusing. But yeah, we do meet with the finance committee and share with them, and then we met also with the other three members and went through the budget as well as Tom's.
Now, that's a culmination of other meetings that have occurred. I don't want you to think the six board members get to decide paper clips and pencils. Our building administrators have met with John, our facilities people have met with Mr. Norgaard, and our curriculum teams have talked about changes that need to occur. I mean, there's work that happens long before we ever get to finance committee, and everything from safety planning with programs that we do there to just changes. This year, you know, the CARES Act and some of the things we did with COVID money in an effort to be able to get back into classrooms was all budgetary, which fund is that going to come from? Is that from the federal money that we received? So there's a lot of work that happens long before your elected six representatives get a chance to look at this. And to me, that's the work part of it. We're really the review and the assess, and does this meet the needs of our overall mission?
Yeah. I typically start in earnest working on the budget in January so that we can be presented in September.
Wow.
So, takes a little while.
So, a little while. Yeah. Wow. January to September. I mean,
it's not like that's all I do full time, but you start gathering all the preparation information on that. So did have a couple other comments, you know, that were on my purview to take care of. And one of them is we've been looking at a new activity bus. But one of our needs is an activity bus with a wheelchair lift. And so we've been looking at that. And so we discussed that last night. Kind of come down to the one we're looking at. We're going to talk some more about it in October, but it's a little pricey. $320,000 for a 2015 MCI over-the-road coach bus. Mm-hmm. Very nice bus, but we're going to discuss it in further a little more. We do feel it's a need of the district because of how far we have to travel and for our kids to be safe and comfortable. But it also allows them on this bus. It has the plug-ins and the USB port so that the kids can study mm-hmm. on the bus if they need to, you know, on some of these long trips. So in more ways than just getting our kids safely to an activity, it allows them the opportunity to continue to work on their schoolwork while they're going and coming. So
that really helps out. Yeah, that will help out. Modern technology, even on a newer bus, that would help out the kids. You bet.
When they showed us the 2007 with, I don't know how many thousands of miles.
Over 580,000.
500,000 miles, close to 600,000. And the price they want for that, if you take the net difference of what you have to pay above and beyond and just look at the acquisition, the newer one would last 20 years at least at our current driving rate. The older one that we had looked at, they got in it, they put their foot down in it, try to get it to go, and they just – there were just enough weaknesses in it that we said we're going to look again. And this next month at the board meeting, we will be reviewing and trying to assess that need and the operating cost. It is a long-term investment. It will outlast John's career, my career, or my elected office time. It will be around for many years, regardless of which one we choose. So you want to make the right decision today. So
more on that coming up next month.
Yes, yes.
All right. Policy committees, board administrative comments, anything there?
Policy had a couple of policies we'd reviewed, and I really just want to tip my hat to Craig Dickus. He's been assigned the Title IX coordinator. you know, there are enough regulations governing school and state rules and federal rules. This is an area where one person's been assigned, a process has been developed, and we brought forward a policy last night. This last month, the policy committee spent time diving into that area to make sure we were approving good procedures with a policy. And Mr. Dick has spent quite a bit of time in training and then in teamwork with other districts to build a very good policy and procedural guidance for us. So that came out of there. There were a couple other, I'll call them, you know, housekeeping type items and policies where we annually approve the activity policy and some other things. But policy committee's real focus last month was the Title IX program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ends with a lot of federal requirements. You know, the Title IX policy, it's another one of those paper intensive things where you have to track each time there's a complaint and what your follow up is. And so it's kind of a paperwork nightmare, but something that Craig does an excellent job with.
Board administrative comments last night, anything there?
You know, most of the board members reserve theirs for later in the meeting during positive comments. And really, there was a reminder that we have some training available online from our state association. And we didn't get it out last night, but as a reminder, we do get to attend an annual conference in November. They're doing that in a hybrid manner. They're trying to figure out how many people actually still want to go to Omaha and how many people will sit at a computer screen for 8 hours a couple of days in a row. Yeah, I can tell you right now, if you had to flip a coin, the travel might be worth it.
Yeah, much rather do it in person.
Another item that came out, though, and I didn't ask him if this is for public dissemination, but last evening, Mr. Brazell mentioned to us that the budget had kept his office busy. He'd been out around and been through some of the buildings and incorporated changes from everything from the maintenance department, some others, and then kind of dropped a little nugget of information when he mentioned, and as I finish this 23rd budget, I would like to publicly announce, at least at this meeting, that it will be my last submitted budget. So I will take that as he's not going to become the music director or the track coach. I took it as a sign that he was going to become a retired individual joining his wife in that pursuit. Mm-hmm. So excited for him. Obviously, filled a need in our community at the time we had the need, and at the same time has brought some standards and practices from other business management positions he's held. Obviously, he's not done 23 of them for us. Most of those have been done by other people over the last 23 years, but several years here now in McCook, helping us through this process. And I was very thankful that he chose that forum to announce it. It makes it, for his own benefit, it makes it hard to turn back on now.
Yeah. Did everybody have, what was your look in your face? It's like, what?
There's one or two of us that might have known it was coming. Okay. So I wasn't as surprised, but I did look and see. Maybe there were a few people in.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm excited for him, and I'm certain that he'll find plenty to keep himself busy in retirement.
Oh, yeah. That means, though, because you're doing this, you're going to have to come back here and do this again sometime then.
Okay. You just have to invite me. You just have to invite me. But, yeah, thank you. It's been a good career, and it's not done yet, but looking forward to it.
How many years in service? School service, you've done it?
This will be my 40th or 41st year. I can't remember. I have to count that up again.
Wow. Yeah. 41 years.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There are a couple of those years that it feels like it makes it 50.
Yeah.
1 year feels like two. Bad budget.
There were a few of those years.
Yeah, including this year, probably. I mean, with the pandemic and everything like that. You bet.
It's been an odd year.
Which leads us to business manager comments. Anything there? Or?
I kind of stole one.
That's actually what we talked about. You know, I talked about the bus, and then the other thing I talked about during that time was the food service program.
There you go.
Free meals. So,
any of the board comments after that?
Yeah, we actually moved. Everybody brought theirs up in positive comments.
New business consideration of approval for the budgets for the 2020-21 school year.
Yeah, at this point in time, you know, after everything's gone through with the hearings and the tax request hearings, it really is kind of a moot point now. It's just, you know, the stamping. I did make a small presentation and go through a little more information about the budget information that I provided, but really at this point in time, it's all done. done except the board vote.
When is it due to the state?
I have to have everything submitted by September 20th.
By 20th? Yeah, Earl was just in here talking about county commissioners and the 20th.
Right.
Was their day too.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
the entire bureaucratic process for financial planning at the state, 9/20 is an odd date to do it, but they also certify by 8/21, if I remember right, every year. So our 8 certify our evaluation is supposed to be by August 21st. So you're given a month, and the reality of it is most of us need all of that month once we know the even though you start in January, you still need
you still don't get that last piece of the puzzle till then. And you know, our budget is still based on, you know, I guess agrarian cycles, you know, and when school used to start after September 1, you know, and so it worked great for a September 1 start date. But now that we start in August, you know, we're actually paying for the school year out of two different budgets. And, you know, a lot of states, you know, have their budget start on either July 1 or August 1, but Nebraska is a September 1. Mm-hmm. So makes it a little bit interesting at times.
Now, what he didn't tell you in business manager comments is, well, all of the budget's going through. The auditors have sent the request. The paperwork's due to the auditors. August and September end up being 2 months that feel like 4.
Yeah. Right.
And
this
finance
office. Time of year is very busy in our office. You know, like I said, we had the budget. Auditors show up today. They'll be in the office for the next 3 days. Our annual financial report is due, and our SPED final financial report is due, along with a host of other reports to the state. So it's a very busy time in the business office right now.
So to keep those auditors happy, do you order out prime rib for them and stuff like that? Say, hey, we got this for lunch. You know, you just.
They cannot accept anything from us.
Really?
Yeah.
No bribes allowed.
No,
darn it.
No bribes.
Had the approval of some other attachments, the tax request resolution, local substitute certificates. You want to anything to expand there at all?
Main thing I tell you is that our tax request year over year is a 1.65% increase. I believe that. Mm-hmm. is relatively in line with cost of living, and in a industry in which 84-85% of our costs are paid to service of personnel that support the process, I felt really good about a 1.65% increase. So we did approve both the budget for all funds, and then the tax request resolution was put forward, which is required by state statute. And we did approve that. The other item that came up under administrative type items was we do have to approve the use of local substitute certificates. The Nebraska Department of Education has standards by which you can utilize for a limited amount of time during a school year. We're all aware of this. As kids growing up, subs have been in the classroom forever. I even remember him in Culbertson. I'm certain you remember him, McCook, growing up here. So, but the state has standardized that process and requires the board to acknowledge annually, yes, we will utilize local certificates when necessary. So, and
the difference there is, as opposed to a teacher who has a full certification, you know, they can sub anywhere, any grade level, but a local sub is somebody who may not have completed the program, has a college degree, and they allow them to come in and sub for like 45 or 90 days without having all the training that a normal teacher would have.
Sub teachers are always needed, aren't they?
We need them.
Every single day of the school year, right. Finally, approving the McCook Public Schools Guide to Reopen Schools Maintain Operations document.
Yeah, this was one of those areas where we wanted to formally acknowledge that this document is available and at the same time grant Mr. Norgaard or the superintendent position the authority to make changes as needed. For us to call a special meeting or to need to make specific changes or to treat this as a board-governed document does not make sense in the way that we need to react to COVID scenarios. An outbreak in one building and our policy or our book says to do this, but the health department suggests in discussions that maybe this would work too. We don't want to have a meeting. We wanted to grant the authority to the people nearest to the issue. Mr. Norgaard, working with his building administrators in the business office and the staff, will come up with solutions that approximate the reopening guide but have feedback from staff and feedback from health department. And we really needed to – this was a formality, in my opinion, but it does convey the message, hey, we need you to be able to adjust when needed to this response. Mm-hmm.
And every situation is going to be different. Mm. You know, that's, you know, it's part of the guide too. It just become somebody might be affected, you know, or infected, mm-hmm. you know, then how do you handle that? And who they've been in contact with, and were they wearing masks? Were they not wearing masks? Were they indoors? Were they outdoors? Were they within 6 feet? Were the activities? All these things have to be taken into consideration before decisions are made. And so just allows, as Tom says, the people closest to the situation to make the decisions.
We're already to positive comments from last night.
Yeah, we had most everybody got something on the board. I really liked Mr. Langen's, Alec. I always give the student representative first opportunity. That way the field's wide open and they're not over there struggling to figure something out. He pointed out very quickly that in a meeting at Mr. Dickus's office, which was technically a lunch table that day, that he had appreciated the leadership provided and the counsel provided by an administrator in a discussion about how something occurred in school, and was very much appreciative of someone sharing a counter view and explaining that there are other alternatives or there are other views that need to be considered in this. And he just pointed that out, and I found that rather interesting to be his first public comment. He acknowledged that an administrator and an adult in the school system listened to him and helped him understand something, which was very good. Mr. Brazell threw out his 23rd budget comment. That was kind of a drop there in the conversation, but was very excited to have the kids back in the school, have the staff back in the school, have things, you know, everybody wants to say a new normal. Well, I'm not going to let this be normal in my mind. We're still abnormally dealing with the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I see a better normal coming, and I'm looking forward to that. And those were in line with his.
Yeah, basically my comment was just other than the bomb was just glad that we're back in school and glad we got kids in the hallways again.
Sure enough.
You know, we all go into this business because we want to be around kids and work with kids, and mm-hmm. so it was nice to see them back in the hallways again, and for the most part most of them are smiling faces. They really are. Yeah, Mrs. Thomas, you know, also made that same comment, you know, happy to have kids back in school, and she really appreciated that everyone was working hard to make that happen as well.
Brad Hayes spoke specifically of the building leaders and the work. You know, this didn't start August 1, and we were amazingly in school by the end of August. There was work done by building leaders early, business. All of you were involved. All of the administrative team were involved in planning and how to come back to school and carry that burden. And he just was so thankful and, again, came back to the kids in school and just making a positive environment out of this. One of Mike Langen's comments last night caught me. I loved it. I wrote it down that way. He said, and this was, again, he loved having the kids back in school, but he wanted to speak to the leadership. He said, you know, last March when this happened, we literally had an Apollo 13 moment. And he said, and you guys have been adjusting sense. I love that you've been creative. I love that. And it just, the Apollo 13 mindset for most of us is, hey, how do we solve the next problem? And that's the way this team worked together this last year and is continuing to work through the problems today.
And he also commented, too, I like the fact that, you know, that we are moving forward. But, you know, due to the McCook Community Foundation and, you know, the way we've worked the budget in the school, we do have the resources to move forward and to handle the situations as needed.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was it as far as the positive comments last night?
Got a couple more.
Mr. Berry also thanked all the administrators for all their work. And, you know, he kind of took delight that, you know, this has been a really difficult time, but very similar in the fact that we all just kind of stepped up and did what was needed to get things moving. You know, just because we got hit with the pandemic, the other issues of the schools didn't stop. You know, we still had to take care of everything else. And so it was just another item put on our plate.
Loretta Hawkswell actually commented on in review of the administrative reports and discussions with administrators. She really loved that we were trying to assess in each environment how are our kids doing mentally. We all know that that mental health component of being away from friends, being out of the social. So it was really kind of interesting, but she was very thankful for the efforts there and appreciated the positive work for identifying that. And then I just threw out a comment that I'm very thankful for the budget work that's occurred in light of the audit that's also occurring, in light of the policies and everything else that needs to go on. We're in the administrative month of the year, and it really doesn't help that it's right at the beginning of the school year. We've got all the students back. We have all the staff back. We have everybody busy, and this is when the heavy lifting is for all of those policies and items, and I just wanted to comment on that. So, very good meeting last night.
Good. October
12th.
12th.
Yes.
Okay. The month of October. Coming up before you know it.
It's quick.
Columbus Day, potentially.
Is it?
I'm not certain. I might be off by a week.
Sounds like the right day traditionally, but I'm not sure how it is celebrated now.
Sure, so. Sure enough.
Discovery Day, I don't
Something
know.
Something like that, yeah, exactly. Probably,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to comment on some of those things. I will share too many opinions.
Guys, thank you very much. Great to see you once again, Mr. Bredvick. Yeah, super job as always.
And thank you.
Have a great day at the bank today.
Going to try.
As always. Yeah. Got a great crew down there.
We do. I enjoy looking forward to... We're in the middle of audit. We're in the middle of end of quarter. There's a little bit of workload at our place, too.
Oh, I bet there is.